One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. Oh, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Sumerian, and Smokehouse on Rant Radio Talk. Rant Radio Talk. Rant Speak.
Rant Radio Talk. Rant Speak. You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. Welcome to Rant Speak, Episode 7. It's the weekend of religious holidays that grant us the wonderful time. It gives us Friday off and Monday off, and for some people... for myself, yep, I get the Friday and the Monday off, which is not too bad for a show that I do on Sunday, so I get to sleep in tomorrow, which is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Can I hear thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. He sacrificed himself so I can have a long weekend. Welcome to Rant Speak, your late night Sunday show. It's 11 p.m. where I am, and it's probably 6 in the morning where you are. But you're up listening anyway, and I thank you for that. We're going to give Smokey a call, my co-host for Rant Speak. And without him, well, you just have me, and that's just simply unacceptable. So we're just dialing Smokey on Skype, and if you want to talk to me on Skype, my Skype name is, guess what, it's Rant Radio. And you're listening to Sumerian, actually. If you didn't know who the hell I was.
Taco Bell.
I'd like to have an order of... do you have anything vegetarian?
No, we hate vegetarians. They suck.
God damn you. I'm suing you for discrimination.
Oh, gee. I've never had that before.
Good evening, Smokey.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. How are you doing?
For the last 2 days, because it's Easter... I've done nothing but eat M&M's and drink pop.
Yeah?
So I'm kind of vibrating right now.
Well, that's good, because we need energy for this show.
13-page format.
Well, we'll get through it quick. We'll get through it quick.
We will not.
I got somebody who sends in, like, so many stories now. I think he used to send in stuff to Sean, and he, like, sent me... I think like 20, 25 stories, and I'm like, oh, I had to cipher through them just tonight because I've been so busy this weekend doing stuff.
Well, they must be good if the format's this long.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stories. Thankfully, he kind of knows what kind of subjects that I want to talk about.
That's cool. And it's what, show number 7?
It is show number 7. We're doing pretty good.
That's kind of interesting because, you know, it's Easter.
Yes.
And 7 is God's number.
Well, we're not resting today.
No, but
and thankfully,
they say 7 is God's number because it's the perfect number.
Is it?
And this is this is show number 7.
Well, I'm not going to guarantee the audience a perfect show.
Gotcha. Well, that'll never happen because Skype will drop me at least once.
Yeah, we've been pretty lucky with Skype actually. Well, no, it drops you. It's dropped you a couple times in the early shows.
Yeah,
but you're behind. You're behind a firewall, and I'm behind a firewall, right? Have you opened a port for Skype? Or?
Did I open a port? No.
Okay, so I don't know if you know how Skype works.
I don't.
You don't? Okay, I'll just educate you a little bit. And for the people out there listening, because it's kind of sneaky. It's a pretty sneaky little program. It's made by the people who made Kazaa. If you couldn't tell by the kind of greenish color to Skype, it's got the Kazaa green going on. Because you're behind a firewall and I'm behind a firewall, normally that doesn't work. Absolutely impossible. It just cannot work communication between you and me without punching a hole through our firewall. So what it does is it works in the same principle as all the peer-to-peer file sharing programs. So right now there's thousands of people out there running Skype on their computer. Unbeknownst to them, little bits of yours and my conversation are going through the computer being relayed. Isn't that nice and helpful for them?
No, I don't care.
Oh, you don't care. Well, nothing's going through us. Just your conversation and mine. So it's kind of neat the way it works, and that's why it works so easily. It just goes in because it doesn't need anything. It doesn't need any configuration through the firewall. It's very sneaky. I think you have to really read through the documentation to figure out that.
Yeah. I've never seen a voice over IP program that works as well as this one does.
I know. It may not be probably the best quality in the world out there. There's probably ones with a lot better quality. But it's damn good. It just works. You put it in and away it goes.
It amazes me how well it works for what we do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just turn it on and woo.
Because I listen to the archive and it sounds like I'm sitting right next to you.
Yeah. It's really, really good.
Anyways,
enough about advertising for Skype there. you're listening to RantSpeak, of course, and we do have a page. You can download all the old shows if you're, like, just tuning in for the first time or even the second time. You can download and torture yourself with, I guess 6 other episodes, because there is an episode 0.
And you messed one up. So
I did mess one up, so nobody will ever hear that. I'll be able to watch it on video and kind of lip read what I'm saying on it, but it's totally a useless episode. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't an outstanding one anyway, so who cares?
No, most of them aren't, but people seem to like it.
Yeah, they seem to stay up late enough to listen to it, which is good.
Yeah.
How about you let them know how they can get involved with Rant Radio, because a lot of people want to help us out, but they don't know how.
Oh, there's lots of stuff you could do. One thing we need really badly right now is bandwidth.
Yes.
Because we lost another mirror a couple days ago.
Yeah. Anonymously donated. It was a really good mirror, but we never knew who did it.
I picked this one up for this month temporarily. About an hour ago.
Really?
And the person who donated that will be receiving a prize of my choosing.
It could be toe jam. It could be a sticker. A scratch and sniff sticker. But I'm sure it's better than that.
Let's see. What else could you do? Well, you could send us in your picture for the listener page.
That's right. It's kind of a cool thing to look through. So you can see what people look like on the IRC and stuff like that.
Don't flip us the bird. Send us your face.
Do not Photoshop it. Do not flip us the bird. Do not do strange video of Photoshopping effects on your face or anything like that. Because we'll just send it back and say no. And you'll have to submit a real picture. Don't send your picture of your bunny or your dog or something like that. Your dog does not listen to Rant Radio. And if he does, he doesn't care.
Yeah, I would say that.
And I
don't know how to follow that up, you know, because I can't argue with that. The dog doesn't care.
The dog really doesn't care. He's probably more annoyed than anything. Mm-hmm. And you can also, if you listen overseas, I know a lot of people are listening to this show overseas because it's a lot more convenient than some of the other shows because of the timing, because we're on so late at night. Well, it's not even that convenient. They have to wake up early in the morning. We're in an awkward time where nobody can actually listen. And we like it that way because we suck.
Well, that's your fault. No, this was not my choice. He's like, we'll do it at 11 o'clock. I'm like, don't you realize that's 1 a.m. here? And you're like, yeah, but I don't want to ruin my day and have to do this early.
So I'll ruin Smokey's day and everyone else's that wants to listen.
It's like, I don't count, like I don't do anything around here or something.
You like do stuff and stuff?
Oh, no.
No, not at all.
If it wasn't for me, it'd be you and the Onion and 4 listeners.
I like me and the Onion and my 4 listeners. They respect me and the Onion.
State of the Station.
This has a better title, too. Rant Speak.
And that was before me, and I still know about it.
Yeah. You've been digging in the art, digging up some dirt, huh? Oh.
Have some dirt on somebody around here.
That's true. I don't think I have any recorded State of the Stations. It was... Oh, I think I might have one, actually.
Oh, I'm sure you've got one somewhere.
I think I have the last one that I ever did. It was awful. It was like me talking about nothing.
It can't be any worse than like the first few what the hells. Just like occasional talk and a whole lot of keyboard clicking going on. Those are pretty nasty.
Those are nasty. If you like the sound of keyboards clicking, that's the show for you. But no, it's bad. If you're overseas, you can send in your name, city, and country, and we can put you on the long-distance listeners list. Lots of people from overseas on there. Very cool. And the best thing you can do is tell somebody about Rant Radio. Actually, the best thing you can do is give us a mirror, but if you tell somebody about Rant Radio, you never know. They might have some bandwidth that they have at their ISP or at school or at their work or something that they can help us out with, you know. Not a residential broadband. It's not going to help us out. It's going to actually just hurt you because you won't be able to use your internet connection anymore. Believe me, we sap the bandwidth.
Yeah, we need to discuss strategy on that, like after the show or something.
Yeah.
I talked to somebody who's really smart about it.
Yeah.
And you won't like his idea, but... You know.
It's peer-to-peer, isn't it?
No.
It's stealing bandwidth.
No, it's legal. It's legal. We just have to change the way we go about it.
Never! Okay. We'll
talk about it later.
Okay. And we need some DJs, don't we, Smokey?
Yes, actually, I picked up a couple today.
Nice. You've been listening to some demos, I heard. And how are they turning out? Pretty good, I guess, if you pick some up.
Yeah, I picked a couple up today. One, I picked up the show called another hacking show called Default Radio.
Nice.
I don't know the name of the host yet, which it'll air on Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh, yeah. I think I forwarded that one to you. That's very cool. People love the hacking shows because it's not just about computers usually. It's kind of social engineering and hacking, and a lot of people can usually relate to, unless they're like super uber nerds focused. But I think they were a bit more broad than that.
It's been so long since I actually didn't listen to the demo this time before I gave him the job, because I listened to the demo before.
Oh, okay.
Like months ago. And I said that we would take him, but we couldn't agree on a little thing called a time slot, which I'm a stickler on.
Yeah, time slots are very important. We don't step on any of the existing people's toes that are already broadcasting, and we don't go too far. Like, you want a 6-hour show every day? I don't think that's possible, but yeah.
It's possible. There are ways that it's possible. If you're already syndicated by someone else and you're doing like 4 hours, I'll think about it.
That's true. I mean, if you prove yourself out and you can do it, then you can do it.
You can do it.
That's awesome. Rant meetups. We do have...
I wasn't done, smartass. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
I got more stuff to talk about.
Oh, really? Usually you don't, actually.
Listen, I have a whole paper here.
I'm being like Sean when he was having his show and I was the other guy.
Yeah, I'm the other guy now. So it's not different.
I know how it feels. Go ahead, Smokey.
I know that you can't beat me up, even if I was there, so I'll just talk whenever I want. Okay, and also another show on Friday. Friday is full now.
Yeah.
Called the Atlantic Bitch Slap.
What?
It's like for kids that like tell stories.
Wow.
It's pretty funny. I listened to the demo, and they told this story about working at an asthmatic summer camp.
What? An asthmatic summer camp?
Yeah, and it was really funny. There's just a couple teenage kids, and they want to like share their view with the world.
Wow, that's very cool.
That'll be on at 9 p.m. on Friday.
Wow, Friday lineup.
Yes, so we have three shows back to back on Friday. That means I will be listening, so you guys better behave.
Smokey is available that night. He will listen.
The first person that steps on toes gets their ass kicked.
Yeah, because that's really dangerous, right?
Yeah.
So you got to kind of stop just before, because you got to stop just before the hour, so the next guy can come on. And yeah, it's gonna be interesting to say the least.
Because we have Default Radio, and then we have Shoutbox.
Yeah.
And then we have this Atlantic Bitch Slap show. Bang, bang, bang.
And don't we? Oh, that's on the other station. That's in the industrial station. Never mind.
And also on Friday, we should say you have DJ Pulse on twice.
That's right.
So now it's just not Friday. It's like super happy, fun time Friday.
Yeah, it's crazy Friday. Can everybody hear Smokehouse out there? Because the music seems a little bit loud to me compared to Smokehouse. Because I'll pick something else to put in the background, because I think this this music's very loud. But anybody, let me know.
One more thing.
Or Smokey can, like, turn up his microphone. Can you do that?
You want me to turn it up?
Actually, that would be really good if you could.
Hold on just a second.
La la tonight.
How's that?
Oh, that's a lot better.
Is that a lot better?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can turn up even more, that'd be even better. Like
even more?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Tonight, music is fine. Okay. Anyway, we're going to turn them up so I can get the levels a bit better for everyone. Tonight, it's Project Pitchfork in the background.
How's that?
That is superb, actually.
Superb.
I'm just going
to... First time I've had to adjust it in like 4 weeks.
Oh, maybe it's a touch loud.
you realize I have to stand up to do this?
Oh, sorry.
Kick your ass.
Because you were distorting there.
Water smoky.
Yeah, it is like we're in the same room. It is very
How's
nice.
That?
That's good. Because you're just you're peeking out there and getting a bit distortion.
Okay.
That's better.
I lost my place. Okay, on May 7th through the 9th, the Convergence 10 Gothic Festival is in Chicago, Illinois. And Doc Webster of Radio Nosferatu, who we syndicate with that station on Sunday, will be there. And he's asking that we give him flyers so he could advertise for us too. So we need Rent Radio flyers to give him, because he knows we're in a bind. And he wants to help us.
Okay, so it's Rant Radio flyers promoting a...
Promoting a station.
A what? Another station? Or...
Yes, he works with another station that we syndicate.
Right, okay. Nosferatu Radio, which also plays industrial, right?
Right, they play industrial and they carry the Freak Show.
Very cool.
And he's going to this conference. And he wants us to give him flyers to hand out.
Oh,
so we can get more listeners.
Oh, to promote Rant Radio. Okay, what is the conference? Is it music-related or industrial-related? Or
it's a gothic freaky conference.
Oh, that's perfect. Send me the details, and I'll send it out to the graphics, the Rant graphics team, and anybody else is listening, too, as well, because then we'll send all the flyers to him, and he can pick through them.
Right.
That'll be very, very cool.
You should. I'll get you his address, and you should send him some stickers too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
To give out.
Yeah, that would be cool. Do you know when the conference is?
It's the 7th through the 9th in Chicago.
Of next month.
Of May, yes.
May. Okay. 7th. That's enough time to send some stickers.
And tickets are $55.
Holy crap!
You can only order them online. No tickets at the door.
Wow, you got to be pretty goth to pay $55. Wow.
I got a link. I got to find where I put it here, and I'll post it.
So the hardcore goths are going to be there, eh?
Yes, the hardcore goths. And they have a section for like how they plan to accommodate the goths in wheelchairs.
Oh, really?
So if
the wheelchair bound goths.
That's right. And how depressed must they be? How depressed must they be? A wheelchair-bound goth is like, I'm sad and I'm crippled. Poor me.
Poor me. And I'm going to wear black. Now we must not make fun of goths, because that's a small demographic of our listeners. Or large. I don't know. How's that? Are you done? What are you doing?
I'm done.
Are you like stepping away from the microphone there?
No, I had to turn a little bit because I have to look at the IRC and paste this correctly.
Oh.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Don't do that.
My setup is not quite ergonomic.
What, do you have to spin around in your chair to get to the other monitor or what?
A little bit, yeah, because it's on the TV.
Oh, you got to put those closer together or something. I got my two monitors like right together.
I've only got one monitor and a 25-inch TV, man.
Well, put them together, then.
Leave me alone.
Don't pick on me. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Rant meetup day is coming soon to a theater near you. It's, It's next Sunday. Oh, my God. Okay. So the next time you'll hear us is after the meeting. So check out the link. If you could put the link in the IRC Smoke Key and post where you want to hold a meetup. If you know a friend of yours that is in the same town and you want to like meet together at a coffee shop or something, and hopefully they have IRC access or Wi-Fi access. You can bring your laptop, or you can even just stay at home and participate in the Rant meetup, I guess, right? But in Vancouver, we have two different meetups, one in Langley, one in Vancouver, and there's a couple more. And just check out the link. You can read all the details there. So that's Rant Meetup Day, and it's been pretty successful. Lots of fun. Because we talk about what we're planning and what new stuff is happening, and get some plans going, some deep
some haircuts,
get some WOG haircuts and stuff like that. Yeah,
whatever else
comes up. Tales from the After Now tomorrow, 8 p.m. Very interesting show tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
I liked it. I liked it.
Oh, it was cool.
I didn't really explain it to you, Smokey. I'll tell you about it after. Because Smokey gets the previews.
Yeah, I know what it is.
He's pre.
I got it.
You got it? Okay. It's obvious, I think, what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's legitimate, right?
It is legitimate. Absolutely legitimate. So, that's all I'm going to say.
I thought that it might be.
Yeah, it is absolutely legitimate. So that's all we can really say, okay?
And the reason I could really tell that it was legitimate was because of the music that was in the background. That's how I could tell.
It's fitting, eh?
Yeah. I'm not saying it was bad music. I'm just saying it fit the time period.
Yeah. Shh. Shut up. Shh. None of that.
That doesn't tell
That's
me
way too
anything.
Much. That's no. way too much. That's way too much.
Shut up.
Yeah, Tales from the After Now tomorrow, 8 p.m. Definitely take a listen to that. It's very different and very interesting. And I'm not different in a bad way this time. I'm different in a good way. I found it very interesting to listen to.
It's nicely different this time as opposed to last time.
Despite the rumors, I gotta say some stuff because people are going nuts. People are going insane. They're in the forums. They're emailing me. They're in the IRC messaging me on a couple different subjects about Sean.
Okay, well, we can both talk about this then.
That's right. Sean is not dead. Okay? Not dead. You don't have to worry about that. He was not killed in a car accident. Some people are messaging me. They heard from somebody's dog's friend that Sean was dead. I got multiple emails and IRC things. And
well, who said that?
I don't know, and they don't even know. They're like, I heard it somewhere that somebody told me secondhand that Sean was dead, and so somebody's spreading rumors about something.
Okay, well, let's find that person and kill them. Because that's
them
not
dead.
Funny.
No, it's not. It's silly. I mean, it could happen, but it's not. If you want to know if Sean is dead at any given moment, talk
just
to
ask
me.
Either one of us.
Talk to me, yeah. And it'll all be resolved. I'll give you weekly updates from now on telling you that Sean is not dead.
Take his blood pressure, post it in the IRC.
Yeah.
We'll check on him.
I don't have really good contact with Sean anymore. Because he's not really available. As everyone knows, you can't email him. He may drop in from the IRC from time to time. I've seen him drop in, but he won't really even disclose his location to me. I'm getting the tapes in the mail now. So don't worry. Like, everyone's panicking. Don't worry. Oh. If Sean was in trouble, he would let us know, and he would tell us what needs to be done. But don't worry right now. Nothing needs to be done. Just relax, because everyone's freaking out because of the last episode, right?
No.
But don't worry about it. If Sean wanted some help, he would definitely either let you know through the Tales from the After Now and this new one. He doesn't freak out or anything, so don't worry. Or he would tell me, and I would be able to relay it to everyone and post in the forums and on the page and stuff like that. So no, don't worry.
If he was dead, we'd tell you.
Oh, you'd find out.
Because we have nothing left to do.
It'd be like, oh. Oh, it's all over, is it?
Crap.
Crap. I'm not as talented as he is. How about you, Smokey? Nope, I don't think anybody could fill Sean's shoes. Is Smokey gone? Hello? Hello? I think Smokey's gone. No, the time's still going. Smokey! Ah, he's gone! I knew it. Oh, he's not on the list anymore. Let me just give him a call again. What the... Oh, there he is. Call him. Cut off at a good time. So, he's not dead. He's not in trouble. Nobody freak out. It's all good. Yes, there's a Rant Radio Live Journal community. Hey, Smokey.
I told you.
It happened. You shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that it might have happened.
Oh, whatever.
I guess the link we were going through turned off his computer. Anyway, that's good. So, Sean's okay. It's all
Sean's
good. He's not dead.
Because I haven't killed him yet.
Yep. If he was going to be dead, it would be at the hands of Smokehouse.
Oh, indeed. We've had that discussion.
It would be like in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Smokey would smother him with a pillow and then smash through a window and escape.
As long as it's a really low window. Yeah.
And it's on the first floor, and he wouldn't have to pick up, say, a big washing cement basin. It would be like, I don't know, he'd crash his walker through there or something.
Oh, I could probably pick it up. I just couldn't go anywhere with it.
I watched the Jesus Chainsaw Massacre on the most appropriate day, of course, the day of his death.
The what?
Jesus Chainsaw Massacre movie by Mel Gibson.
Oh, okay. Now I'm with you.
Yeah, you got it now? That's cute. Yeah. It was interesting. It was gruesome. It was probably the most gruesome movie I've ever seen on the screen. Okay. Absolutely, hands down. And I went on Friday to see if all the freaks would come out, right? The church people.
Right.
But I guess that's not really the day they wanted to go see it, or they all went on the opening day, which is more what I suspected they all did.
Mm-hmm. That movie's still, like, number one, too. It's, like...
Oh, yeah.
Raking in tons of money.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the church people are a shoo-in, right? Mm-hmm. And people who have, like, want to see all the gruesome and gore are going to go to it as well. The Jewish people are going to go to it because they've been told, oh, it's only anti-Semitic and blah, blah, blah. And mm-hmm. then people who just want to go and see what the hype's all about. So it's got it all sewed up. Every single demographic.
I'm waiting for the DVD so I can watch it, you know, with my hand over my eyes.
it's bad. And if you stick around after the credits, there's some hilarious outtakes, you know, when he nails the nail into his hand and they slips and hits his fingers and they, you know, Jackie Chan. No, I'm just joking.
Not race. He got struck by lightning. And
that's right. No, it was well put together.
Yeah.
Like as much as you could probably do with a 2-hour torture scene, a 2-hour snuff film, right?
Yeah.
If it was any other subject matter besides Jesus, This film would not even get an X rating. It would be banned. It just would not show up on any screens anywhere. Nobody would approve it. They'd have to release it with no rating, and of course then theaters wouldn't carry it. Like,
well,
believe
it's
me.
It's a historical film, so it's a...
That's right. It's history.
It's a pass.
It's okay. We'll just put it through with an R rating. And
well, yeah.
Yeah, it's gruesome. You will probably not see a more gruesome movie.
So I've been told.
Yes. So there you go. what else? Oh, I went... Art Politic. Our friends over at Art Politic, the amazing artists that they are, released a new campaign, I think they call them. Yeah, a new campaign on guns. So head over there. Artpolitik.org. Oh, the art is mind-blowing. It's so good.
No Deal probably hates me because he keeps telling me to plug in and I keep forgetting.
Yeah,
Sorry, dude.
He messaged me tonight so I wouldn't forget.
Like, yeah.
They're so awesome. They're amazing. A lot of the... some of the artists actually contribute to Rant Radio material as well, especially No Deal. He's on the team, the Rant graphics team.
That's so mean of me, too, because I make him do stuff for me, like meat space stuff.
Oh, yeah?
You know?
You're so awful.
Still, I'm kind of a bastard.
But there you go. There's a plug for him. Definitely go check it out. It's not cheap. He didn't pay us to do this, because it's so good. It's such amazing stuff. There's no ads on it. It's all for the love of art, which is right in line with what we do, right?
Yeah. I would say it's art. It's a combination of art and ego for us, probably.
Yeah. It's kind of a political statement. Well, it's art and politics, obviously. There you go.
Yeah. Pretty much the same thing.
Yep. I went downhill mountain biking today. Oh, my God. Wiped out twice. But I made it through okay.
It's nice that you don't have enough body mass, you know, to break anything.
That's right. I kind of just bounce around and I don't hurt anything.
Balsa wood.
I actually float to the ground if I fall off the bike because I reach maximum velocity at about 5 kilometers per hour. So it's a very, it's a very slow descent to the earth and I just kind of bounce off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
but I got kind of banged up today.
Did you fall out of your helmet?
I'd had a helmet on and some protection on my legs, but I didn't have any protection on my arms, so I got a little scrape on my arms and a scrape on my side.
Who did you go with?
I went with Enki and Quoth, because they're both downhill mountain bikers. Very good, in fact.
Enki kicked your ass, didn't he?
Oh, in spades!
He's
oh my
like
god, so good. Oh yeah, he's competed, right? In downhill mountain biking, so he's amazing. He's not a better person you could go with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was lots of
course, he's
fun.
Broken. He broke his arm once too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he did. He's paid his dues.
He's paid his dues.
So it was lots of fun, and I'm gonna probably buy a mountain bike in probably a month or so, because I'm getting my new camera this week, which is awesome.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting a really nice Panasonic camera. It has really nice microphone inputs. It's great. Sparky has the camera, and I'll be able to do some semi-professional looking video work now for upcoming projects with Ramp Media. All I have to do is like apply it like really nice film filter to it, and you won't be able to tell much of a difference between them.
Are you going to get that get away from Y2K thing out pretty soon? Because I know all we've been talking about is patrolling.
Yeah.
But what about the other stuff?
Well, patrolling is pretty much in the bag. It's all shot. Now it's the process of putting it together.
Yes.
And getting an intro shot if Sean comes out of hiding or whatever. Because I was waiting for the new camera to do the intro because I want a nice, really nice intro for the show, like really kind of cinematic shots for the intro for patrolling.
Could use a cardboard cutout.
I could take some of the pictures that we already have of Sean, blow them up, put it on a cardboard cutout, and like toss them off buildings or something. And that would
That'd
be really
be
good.
Cool.
Light them on fire and toss them off buildings, because, you know, fire's always good on film.
That always goes over really well on the internet, too. People on fire, come on.
Oh, yeah. It's a winner. So I think I might do that because we have the deadline to adhere to. And if Sean doesn't show up, I'll have to just light a cardboard cutout on fire and just kind of piece it together. You know, the same kind of thing they do after an actor dies in the middle of a movie. They have stand-ins and stuff.
Somebody map the face over.
Or I could get you in a wig or something. Or actually, it wouldn't be a wig. I'd just have to shave your head, right?
Shave my head, yeah. And,
kind of bulk you up, put you in a fat suit.
Put me in a fat suit. Not too much fatter, but fat suit.
Put some stilts.
Some stilts.
Yep. Yeah. And I think that would work. I think that would be really good.
Oh, I know what we could do. We could get John Goodman to play him.
That's perfect. Like he was, he did a really good impression of Sean Kennedy on that movie. What was that?
The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski. He actually went with Sean around with Sean for a couple weeks doing like character study. Mm-hmm. For the movie, and Sean was really helpful. You know, John Goodman was able to stay with Sean for a couple of weeks and follow him around. You know, at his job and you know, that kind of stuff back then.
I've heard that John Goodman will work for food. You know, so
and essentially that's what he did. I mean, Sean gave him the food and shelter during that time. I mean, Sean can pay him, And they actually kind of ripped Sean off and didn't give him any royalties from the movie because, you know, if you don't name the character after Sean, like, they didn't call him Sean Kennedy in the movie.
No.
So,
what did they call him? I forgot.
And Sean kind of stupidly didn't sign any contracts with it. I can't remember what his name was in the movie, but I mean, if you watch the movie, it's totally Sean. And Sean's not the one to go all litigious on somebody, right? That's kind of stupid.
He's kind of lazy about that too.
Yeah.
If it takes any work, not gonna happen.
It kind of slides to the side and he forgets about it. But I mean, it speaks for itself. Go see the movie. It's totally Sean on the screen, and anybody who's a fan of Sean will see that. And it doesn't matter whether Sean got credit or not. Everyone knows. Yeah. I got some. Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know I noticed it the first time I saw it. I'm like, I know that guy.
Right away. It's the haircut, the outfit, the way he talks. It's all Sean.
Yes. Anyway, go ahead.
Listener feedback. Oh, my God, it's 11:41 already.
Okay. I told you.
I know you told me. This is After Now feedback. A friend of mine introduced me to this program, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. The combination of the excellent storytelling and the sparse but well-placed effects really make the show just addictive to listen to. Every time I think I have a favorite episode, I listen to the next program, and that becomes my favorite episode. I really like the episode with Shiva and the masks and the eyes. Have you ever read the book Vert? It's a little trippy, but the episode reminded me of it. I'm just on number 13 now, but while I was listening to episode 7, I sort of had an idea for a fanfic, fan fiction, so I jotted some of it down. I wasn't sure if you might be angry with the idea. I've been writing it for so long, I forget some people don't really like it when you touch their ideas. So yeah, here's a snippet of it. Nothing that isn't canon, if I can help it, just a post-7, pre-9 adventure and nod. If you don't care if I finish it, I will, but I figured I should ask now before I continue in case you rather I didn't. I saw this being posted in the forums, and I was able to talk to Sean about this before he took off. And he said, go for it. To anybody who wants to do it. Just
he changes his mind a lot too.
He does. So do it now. Do it quick before he changes.
And other days he doesn't. So my advice to you is, if you want to do this, do it fast.
Do it fast. Get it done.
Because tomorrow it could piss him off.
He could say, oh, "I'm suing all of you." Right now, he said, "Go for it. No problem. Just don't call it Tales from the After Now."
Because, yeah, that's the only thing.
Because it isn't Tales from the After Now. Sean does Tales from the After Now.
He's very protective over it.
Yes, it is his baby. So if you want to place your thing in the Tales from in the world, or make up your own world, or kind of do your own thing, great. Just don't step on toes, and give credit, because that's a cool thing to do. It's like, if you like this, definitely go check out the After Now, because this is what it was based on, or whatever, you know?
Because people asked for a while when he stopped doing it, would you like me to continue it for you? And it's like, no.
Yeah, don't try and continue what Sean's done, but you can do your own thing, right? Don't try and substitute for what Sean's done, because that's Sean's thing, right? But do your own thing.
He appreciates it, but be very careful.
Oh, yeah. Anytime somebody does a tribute, I mean, that's the highest form of flattery, is a tribute to what you've done. And I think it's amazing that people want to do this.
Yeah, it's not that he'll sue you, because he won't, but she'll make you very angry.
Make Sean angry. He'll turn green and smash things. Well, he won't turn green. He'll just smash things like normal.
Mm-hmm.
I got another one. Hi, my name is Blah. I'm from Blah. this is funny. I don't know how to spell my own state's name. He said Massachusetts, and it's like total butchering of it.
I see that. Did Sean write this?
Yeah, Sean posing as fans. I think they're all from Sean. He just changes the email. Just to boost his ego.
That way he gets to be on the show, too.
That's right. I've been meaning to write an email for a while, but just never got around to it for no real reason. I got into Rant Radio probably after all the SKTFM episodes have aired. Who knows what he's talking about? It could be the radio show. It could be the TV show. Because they're all named the same. You know, it's nice and confusing.
Yes.
I never knew of the Winamp internet radio thing until I got version 5.
Wow.
I did, yeah. Wow. Long time coming. When I did, I mostly listened to Inbox Radio and listened to stand-up comedy. I would see Sean's show all the time. See it. I guess he watched the TV. But never listened. Figured he was just some egotistical jerk who thought he was cool that he would have his own radio show, but was really just a loser.
Well, yeah.
You pegged it in one. All right. But then he got.
But he's our loser, and we love him.
Yes, he's our own personal loser. But then, just out of curiosity, I started to listen, and then continued to listen. And now I pretty much have stopped listening to music on my computer, and just play Rant Radio constantly. Sadly, however, I haven't been able to give Rant Speak a listen because it's on at 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's your fault.
Yep.
Once again.
My fault. Okay.
Yeah, it's all your fault, dude.
I don't want them to listen. I hate the fans. Go away. Which, sadly, is too late for me. I'm sure it's good, though. I'm sure it's very good. Basing it on Sean's show, I'm sure Sumerian's show is very good as well. No, don't do that. And looking forward to hearing repeats during the day and 10 to 1 p.m. hours. We'll get the repeats on very soon, as soon as
we gotta do that.
Sort my shit out, which is almost sorted out.
Gotta get the new sound, the new, what do you call them? Those things we had done.
Oh, the new ads? Or the new promos?
Yeah, we gotta get those in from there, too. Somebody asked about those.
Oh, yeah. I got to get those in. I mean, I got to get the basics down first, make sure it does actually play the show when I do it, and the right thing. Because I had it set up last week to do it. It queued it into the queue, and then promptly deleted it, because I put the wrong command in.
So that's awesome.
But I was halfway there, and now I've got it fully the way there, because I don't want to go automation and like leave the house, and then it totally messes up.
Well, when you get it fixed, I can add another show, because that's what one show is waiting on.
Oh, nice. Good.
It's up to you, man.
It's all up to me. It's down to me.
It's all up to you now.
Yeah, I hate programming, and it's programming. Luckily, it's not that hard. Anyway, you seem to get excited when people promote Rant Radio. Well, of course.
Of course,
we love it. So I thought I'd just mention that on the majority of all my money, I write a link to rantradio.com. Very cool. That was something we did a long time ago, and if anybody wants to do it, that's a very good way of spreading the word, and it's even cooler when somebody who listens to Rant Radio gets that money back, and it's written
gets
on there.
Gets money back, yeah.
And it has happened a number of times. It's very cool. So just write www.rantradio.com. Every now and then, I try to get my girlfriend into listening, but she needs to watch something. Her mind starts to wander if she just listens. So I showed her an episode 8 of SKTFM.TV. She said it was all right. Which brings me to another point.
That's all we're aiming for. All right.
Yep, that's our goal. It was okay. It was better than bad. Which brings me to another point. My girlfriend doesn't have a computer, nor has she for most of her life. Well, you got to get her on track then. Geez, sad life she lives. She could be part of this community. And
that poor girl, she could hang out in the IRC all day and listen to cock jokes.
That's right. Your life could be as exciting. If Sean is still around and not actually on the run from the feds, which I doubt he is, like I said, I got into Rant Radio really late. I was wondering if perhaps you could pass this on to him for a digital baptism. If not, that's cool too. Personally, I usually go by Zero Sama, at least with a friend or two, but listening to SKTFM, it appears somebody already took that name. Not that I'm aware of. That's a pretty cool name. So perhaps if there was one for myself as well, that would be even cooler. Sean really doesn't do digital baptisms right now, and he's kind of unavailable right now as well, so... maybe if he gets another show or something like that, or he opens up an email address that people can actually send to, you never know. He doesn't actually answer email either, so
no.
Very low hopes for that, but that's a cool name, and I don't think anybody else has it. So
it's not one that rings a bell with me, so no. I think he's pretty safe.
I think you're safe. You could do a search on the internet for it. I don't know. It looks pretty original.
It's just a name. It's all right.
That's right. Okay, go ahead.
No, I said it's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'm done.
Okay. Internet news items. Oh. I didn't do the email thing.
Fuck. I know, but I wasn't going to stop you.
Yeah. Oh, well. Next show.
You could end it with that.
Yeah. That'd be okay. Let's just end it with our helpful audio from Strong Bad. Oh, fuck, I fucked it up. One second.
Evil is awesome! Evil is weird! Evil is awesome! And evil is weird! And I'll never forget the way it was, girl!
Thank you, Strawbad. He helps us out.
Yes. For a small fee.
Yes, for a very, very small fee. We send him emails about wondering if he sleeps with those boxing gloves on.
Because those are his favorite kind of email.
He loves those. Hand scanning, new method of identifying at Busch Gardens. Hand scanning has taken place of photo identification for season pass holders at Busch Gardens and Water County, USA. The new system will allow pass holders to enter the park more quickly, prevent fraud, and eliminate the need to wait in line to get photo IDs taken. Well, isn't that handy? We're streamlining the process. We need to get some way to match the person to the pass, and this is a new, quicker way to do it.
Doesn't work.
Yes. Doesn't seem to work, maybe. Yeah, there was another news story that doesn't seem to be very reliable on the fingerprinting. More than 1,000 people have been scanned using the new hand geometry system. The process, called biometrics, uses electronic devices to verify identity by recognizing unique characteristics such as fingerprints, hands, and the iris of the eyes. The technology is used widely in verification systems at airports and security-sensitive facilities, so that makes it okay. At airports, biometric systems are typically linked to a national database, which has enabled airlines to do background checks, but critics have raised privacy concerns. Blah, blah, blah. There's really no privacy issue. It's not fingerprinting. This is just for our internal use, matching the person to the pass. But not everyone's convinced. Rebecca Ouellette, who has been a season pass holder at Busch Gardens since she was 12, is skeptical. It's hard to believe that this isn't like fingerprinting, says the 27-year-old Williamsburg resident. I wouldn't want my fingerprints in a big Busch Gardens file. Now this, I'm reading stories like this constantly in the news now.
It's exactly like fingerprinting, but if this is actually all they're going to use it for, it's okay.
That's right.
But
I'm fine with that if that's all they're using it for, but yeah.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah. They're going to be bought out by another company. The other company's going to use it for another purpose, marketing, and then it goes into it. They sell the database to the government, a Walmart, some other company, and all of a sudden, there's this huge database collected from thousands of companies. Companies are there to make money. That's their bottom line, is to make money. And if they make money on your fingerprints or your scan or something about you, they will do it.
And you know there's cameras in that park. There's got to be.
Oh, yeah. They're going to match your face. They're going to match what you buy there. You're going to have little cards that you bought hot dog, you bought lots of beer. You're being sold.
Exactly.
Bit by bit, company by company, every time you give them a piece of information that they really, really do not need, your soul is being sold. It's very sad. Google caught an anti-Semitism flap. The Jews are on a rampage, it looks like.
Jews are awfully pissed off these days.
They're very defensive.
They are.
And it probably is not good attention to them. They seem so on edge about everything. Like, everyone's out to get them all the time. But anyway, they're attacking Google. Google has been drawn into a controversy during the week of Passover over a search listing that directs viewers to an anti-Semitic... Oh, fuck. Anti-Semitic? I've lost it.
Anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitic, sorry. Where they enter the keyword Jew.
Well, of course it will.
Exactly. Like, are you going to type in Jew into like, they use the word Jew.
Yeah.
Freely. But the rest of the world usually doesn't use that word because I think it's...
Well, yeah, they do. It's not a slur. They're just pissed.
They're just pissed. Yep. I would use the word Jewish, most likely. I probably wouldn't use the word Jew. But anyway, the dispute began several weeks ago when Steven Weinstock, a New York real estate investor and former yeshiva student did a Google search on the word Jew. The first site returned was Jew Watch, a site filled with short articles focusing on alleged Jewish conspiracies and other anti-Semitic topics, such as headings Jewish controlled press and Jewish mind control mechanisms.
What did he think he was going to find?
This is so ironic.
A chicken soup recipe?
Exactly. So he's looking up the word Jew on Google, a automated computer indexing process.
Which just looks for words.
Which just looks for words, indexes them based on how many other sites link to this site based on that word. And they're complaining about this. And the funny thing, the totally ironic thing, which I liked about this story, is that all these sites are complaining about is saying that the Jewish people are controlling the press. They're controlling things. And here they go, attacking Google, trying to control Google.
Yeah, I'm going to abstain from a comment.
This doesn't make any sense. Why are they doing this? If they say, oh, we don't control anything, and then they're trying to control something.
Yeah, it's like, I'm totally flabbergasted right now.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, okay, whatever. Do your thing. You're going to get bad press from this. Just leave it alone. If they didn't bring this up, I wouldn't have known about this, and probably nobody else would have known about this.
It amazes me how people can go to school for so long and come out so fucking stupid.
Yes. And they're the second biggest religion or religious organization. I put this in quotes for the people who can't see me in my room. In the broadcast studio, I mean.
the atheist man speaks.
Scientologists did this, if you remember back while ago. So they're following in the footsteps of Scientologists trying to control the indexing of the internet and what you can or cannot see, what is indexed automatically by a computer. And, of course, they only attack the big sites. Like, if this was some small search engine, of course it wouldn't matter, but that's the way things
Google's
work.
Google's just going to give them the finger anyway.
I hope.
Well, that's usually what they do.
Well, they didn't give the finger to Scientologists, unfortunately.
Well, they didn't initially.
Yeah.
They did afterwards.
They did afterwards. So I think this time they're going to give the big old finger to oppression and censorship. Thank you, Google. Thank you very much, because they're not controlled by the public. They are their own company. They haven't gone public yet. And I hope they don't, because I think they're probably doing okay by themselves.
I thought they did.
They keep talking about it, but I don't think they did. This next one was sent in by Sabo. Oh my god. This one is so good. I had to include it. NHS patients forced to watch TV. I thought, oh, they're forced to watch. Yeah, right. They're forced to watch TV. Over 17,000 of the sets have been installed on wards. Thousands of patients in NHS hospitals. I'm not sure what NHS hospitals are.
I'm just going to ask you what that was. I have no fucking clue.
I think this was from a UK newspaper, so I think the people in the UK know what NHS hospitals. I'm sure it's like a chain or the national hospital system, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Thousands of patients in NHS hospitals are being forced to watch television for up to 15 hours a day. Over 30 trusts have installed TV sets that cannot be turned off during the day besides patients' beds, according to Health...
Why not?
That's the big question. According to Health Service Journal, Patient Line, the company which supplies the sets, said they can be pushed against the wall when not in use. But patients say the TV screens continue to flicker, which some saying it hurts their eyes. Patient Line has installed almost 60,000 TV sets in hospitals across the UK. Of these, 17,500 cannot be turned off by patients. We apologize to those patients for whom this is a problem, spokesman from Patient Line says. The sets are switched on by the hospital at 7 a.m. and can stay on until 10 p.m.
Why? Why?
I don't know. patients pay to watch programs, however... If they choose not to use it, trailers advertising the service run constantly. There it is. That's
they
why.
Have to,
if you
they
don't
have to pay to watch TV in the hospital.
Yeah, you have to pay. Otherwise, you get commercials all day long, and you can't turn them off.
Okay, that's
isn't that
bullshit.
Fucked? Isn't that totally fucked?
Well, I'm someone who spent a lot of time in hospitals, like weeks at a time, and I've watched a lot of TV in the hospital, and the majority of it does suck.
Yes.
Back in the day,
especially daytime, huh?
Yeah. The best channel you could get in the hospital was, like, they let you watch the lobby security camera. So I'd watch that.
So there's some shred of hope that somebody that you know is coming through the front doors and you're patiently waiting for them to come.
Or you could just watch people, you know, because they're idiots.
Yeah, people watching's good.
Yeah, that's fun.
And here's a patient that talks about it. Matt Durkin, an IT specialist, says he complained to the staff at North Hampshire Hospital after he was unable to turn off the TV beside his son's bed. Oh, this isn't a patient. This is somebody who has somebody in the hospital. His son had been admitted with a suspected meningitis. Mr. Duncan said the glare from the TV made his son's headache worse. The glare from the light from the screen hurts his eyes and exacerbated his headache, said in a letter of complaint to the hospital. I tried to turn it off, but this proved to be impossible, even with help from the nursing staff. Robert McCaster, who was treated at Royal Berkshire Hospital, had similar problems. He told the staff he was worried that the TV sets could affect some of the patient's health. While not life-threatening, it may be dangerous to patients who are clearly distressing to clearly distressing to others, he wrote. I and other patients found it irritating to be the subject to this continuous and unwelcome stimulation, particularly at night or when trying to rest. You're forced to watch it. Let's see, what was the hours again? 7 a.m.
to 10 p.m.
I don't wake up. That allows for 9 hours of sleep. Sure. Great. Uh-huh. You get enough sleep. Some people need a lot more sleep. They're in the hospital. They need some sleep. I don't wake up at 7 a.m. ever.
What about the epilepsy patients?
Exactly. They could be set off with this flickering commercial, because I know commercials are way worse at scene changes than television shows. Way worse.
And louder.
Well, it says they can turn down the volume and push it against a wall, but the wall's going to reflect it. It's flickering. And if you want to go to bed, you can't. There's this flickering light constantly in your face.
I guess you could throw a coat over it, but that sucks.
Yeah, or throw a brick through it. How about that?
I'd be ripping the cord out of the wall.
Yeah, there's got to be some cords in the back.
Somewhere,
a power cord or something. Oh, my God. At least it wouldn't flicker if you pulled out the cable out the back or the video input. At least it would just be a solid white.
How'd this happen? I don't know.
I don't know. It fell out. It keeps falling out. Not very secure.
That's disgusting. Like the sickest thing I've ever heard this week, anyway.
Is that Big Brother is here, 1984. You cannot turn off your television sets.
I don't even turn mine on.
Yeah.
Let alone off.
Unless I'm going to watch a movie or something, but yeah. I don't turn it on. I'm going to skip the next one. Court opens door to searches without warrants. Welcome to the new police state.
God.
It's a groundbreaking court decision that legal experts say will affect everyone. Police officers in Louisiana no longer need a search or arrest warrant to conduct a brief search of your home or business. Leaders in law enforcement say it will keep officers safe, but others argue it's a privilege that could be abused. It was made on March... Go ahead.
I said, do you think?
Yeah, just kind of slightly. The decision was made March 24th, so this is a little bit old, a couple weeks old. The ruling stems from a lawsuit filed in Denham Springs in 2000, which defendant Gould filed a motion to suppress information gleaned from a search of his home, obviously an illegal search of his home at the time. The motion was granted by the district court, and the government appealed this decision. The March 24th ruling by the Fifth Circuit is an affirmation of the appeal. In this case, the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office was contacted October 17th by a Gould employee who told officers that Gould intended to kill two judges and unidentified police officers and to destroy telephone company transformers. So blah, blah, blah. Of course, he's going, it's nuts, and the guy is pretty crazy, but that's not the point of it. They went into his home and didn't get a court order for a search warrant and took some stuff, and the court went... Yeah, that's cool. You don't. You can just walk in and take stuff, and yeah, it's all good.
Hopefully that won't go too far, because that is a constitutional violation.
It is a direct constitutional violation of being able to be... I can't remember which one it is. You might
know a bit better. I don't remember the number, but it's unlawful search and seizure.
Yes. It's absolutely appalling. So that's the end of that one.
Pissing on the Constitution in the States. Hello.
Oh, yeah. They'll piss on every single one of them.
That's what we do now.
Yep. Oh, of course. What's left, right? Got to attack that. All their other rights are gone. I mean, that's the only thing left to go after. New DVD player cuts out the smut. Like some sort of electronic air freshener, a new generation of DVD players is poised to clear the smut, violence, and bad language out of living rooms across America.
What fun is that?
That's so much fun. You can watch all your favorite movies cleansed. Thomas Incorporated is preparing to ship the revolutionary machines to both Walmart and Kmart in the United States in the next few weeks. The Family Values Brigade is already applauding, while Hollywood community is pursuing a lawsuit to have them banned. Sometimes Hollywood can be on our side.
Walmart?
Yes. Walmart and Kmart will stock them.
Jesus Christ, I hate Walmart.
Oh, they're really bad about censorship.
They're like totally Zieg Heil.
Oh, very much so. When it comes to music and movies, they're very family-oriented.
Yeah, my mom bought me a CD once, and I said, "Where did you get this?" She said, "Walmart." And I'm like, "No,
don't." There's probably
all fucked up now.
It's songs missing and words missing, and the cover's all altered. Mom, you've
not good.
You've totally destroyed what the artist really wanted to get across.
Yeah. Walmart, they are like the Nazis for the 21st century. They really are.
Very much so. The player, which sells for $79, are equipped with technology by Salt Lake City-based company called ClearPlay. ClearPlay. That's great. They will be pre-programmed to spare viewers segments of film that feature offensive language, excessive violence, or sexual content by muting
that's
the sound.
That's a whole movie, man.
That is a whole movie. Guess what? You're not watching the new Jesus movie.
They base whole movies on those three things.
Yeah, they're big sellers.
That's why I go to the movies, for God's sakes.
But
I want those things.
Who's coming, ironically, oh so ironically, to the rescue of all consumers everywhere? Steven Spielberg and Steven Soderbergh. No, well, not Steven Soderbergh. That's not ironic. He's very cool. But Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg, what has he done recently, in the recent past, with E.T.? The cleansing of Americans' movies. Let's take away the guns and give them walkie-talkies. He should be on their side, but anyway, he's on our side. Side, anyway.
He is a filmmaker, you know.
He is
they
a filmmaker.
They do like to protect their art.
It's like, I'll alter it the way I want to alter it, not the way you want to alter it, which is cool. Okay, I'll respect the way you want to alter your movie, George Lucas, Steven Spielberg. Put some cutesy characters, take out the guns and violence. It's your movie. If you want to get the original, go get the videotape, I guess. Or the original 35mm, buy it somewhere. Because if I want to alter my movies, I would like the right to do that.
Yeah.
But he's coming to our rescue. They're backing a lawsuit arguing that the technology will violate the rights of directors who expect their works to be viewed in their entirety without censorship. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Would it be improper to mention that they're both Jewish?
Maybe. It's in the theme of tonight, I guess. Go for it.
I couldn't resist it. That whole Jewish control thing.
Ah, there you go.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
See, they are fighting for the rights of non-control. Or are they trying to control things? Who's in control? I don't know. They're both kind of trying to control either their own side. But anyway, I think they're on my side, our side, on the side of non-censorship for us. Thank you, at least.
Something. They're on their side.
They're on their side.
That's the side they're on.
And here comes the tagging of everyone in the world. Your rights are gone. Your identity is stolen. ID cards to be compulsory in 6 years in the UK. The first identity cards seen in Britain since the Second World War are to start replacing passports from March 2007 as the government speeds up controversial plans to issue everyone with a method of proving who they are. Yeah, your driver's license is to prove that you can drive.
Mm-hmm.
And your passport is to prove that you're a citizen and you can go to other countries and stuff. And your social insurance number in Canada is proof that you can work and stuff. But this is to prove you exist. You're a human. Don't lose this card. So they're going to try and put it in 2010. The Conservative last night attack claims that an ID card would help tackle terrorism. Because that's our
biggest—that's
our biggest number one concern. That's killing everyone around the world. It's terrorism. Nope, not car crashes. Nope, not all these diseases that are rampaging the earth. It's terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen neighbors getting killed by terrorists every day down the hall, and and across the road. I mean, they're breaking into houses everywhere. There's those damn terrorists. They're in their black masks. They're crashing mm-hmm. planes into. To the McDonald's down the street.
I don't know how it is in Britain, but having the ID cards here would be kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Because for most kids, at least I know I was, when I was a kid, I was fingerprinted. It's pretty much a common practice.
Yep. Thankfully, I've never...
a child to be fingerprinted, you know.
Oh, yeah. They like to start them early under the guise of protecting your child from
I was
being
fingerprinted
abducted.
In a mall.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
in
they
shopping mall.
That's how they get them. They start you early, get your fingerprints early. You're in the big old database in the sky. And now you're being tracked. You're on a file. Don't do anything against the government, because you're a terrorist now.
I'm scared to look at my FBI file, too.
Oh, yeah, all of us. All the RAM radio
kinda,
people.
I'm kind of interested, but at the same time, kind of scared.
Yep, it is very scary.
It's probably about the size of a phone book, too.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine Sean's.
Oh,
That would be... they're probably keeping an eye on him. Like,
his and mine probably have cross-referencing sticky notes on them.
Oh, yeah. They're right beside each other's, right?
I'm sure they are.
Like, they got a drawer for Rant Radio Cult / whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All the way back. And they got a big old filing cabinet for all of us rant people.
We need the one with the flat top and the one with the walker.
Get
those.
Bring them in. We need to see them. We'll put them on an island with giant bouncing bubbles that capture them if they try to run away. That's a prisoner reference for all you youngins. Blocker tag. Protection from RFID. We are protected. Thank you for these people that did this. Personally controlled blocker tags may offer a technical solution to unwanted consumer tracking by radio frequency ID chips as retail stores begin to adopt RFID for inventory and anti-theft purposes. RSA Security has unveiled a prototype blocker tag that effectively spams any scanner that attempts to read RFID tags without the right authorizations. RFID tags, essentially a microchip on an antenna that transmits data via radio over short distances, are widely seen as the next generation of form of barcode that will slash costs through new effective efficiencies within commercial supply chains. To date, RFID has been mainly used within warehouses, but the prospect of fine-grained control over every single item in every single store is driving retail interest. But consumer and privacy groups warn that the unique serial number transmitted by each RFID tag could be used to surreptitiously track people or goods. Very, very observant of these people, because some of these RFID tags cannot or will not or mistakenly won't be disabled, turned off, removed from items of clothing and products as you wander around your town and go around day-to-day business, and they track... Joe Smith and where he walks, where he shops, where he eats, where he lives, where he sleeps with his significant other than his wife, tracking him across town.
I gotta find a way to barcode myself, you know, just so it says whatever I wanted to say, you know, like stud something.
Exactly.
That's yeah. It.
Go the Henry Rollins route.
Exactly.
Cripple for life.
That's right. Represent.
Represent. Represent the Crips.
West Side.
Did you see that episode?
Yes, I did. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That was so, so good.
Or how, did you see the one where Jimmy was on steroids?
Oh, that was good.
The Special Olympics. That was awesome.
That was so awesome. Jimmy.
And I hate Jimmy, too, because I know a kid like that. He's all happy all the time. Think of him.
Oh, I love that character. Oh, my God, I love that character.
It's like, I pay taxes. I can be pissed if I want. Fuck you.
Administration rages war on pornography. This is good. Oppressing everyone's rights everywhere to see naked people.
I like naked people.
I like naked people, too. It's
some of
fun.
Them.
Well, yeah, not the ugly ones. But I tend to keep it to the really pretty naked people. Nugent's job is to sit for hours in a chilly, quiet room devoid of any color but gray and look at pornography. This job, which Nugent does earnestly from 9 to 5, surrounded by a half dozen other computer forensic specialists like him, has become the focal point of Justice Department's operation to rid the world of porn.
How many paper towels do you think they go through in that room?
I gotta go to the bathroom again. It's the fifth time in an hour. This is the last time you get to go because you gotta watch this porn. You're
lots
lagging behind these other people.
Lots of chafing going on in that room.
Oh, yeah. In this field office, Washington, 32 prosecutors, investigators, and a handful of FBI agents are spending millions of dollars to bring...
a handful.
I bet they did that. Totally on purpose. These journalists, oh my God.
They're clever.
Yeah, they're so witty and punny. Oh, Sean absolutely hates journalists.
I know that they use big words that nobody knows what they mean.
Oh, yeah.
Like these really long, stupid words that nobody's used in like 200 years.
Yeah, they bring out the Old English Dictionary. OLE, yeah. Are spending millions of dollars to bring anti-obscenity cases to courthouses across the country for the first time in 10 years. Nothing is off limits, they warn. Even softcore cable programs, such as HBO's long-running Real Sex or the adult movies widely offered on guest rooms of major hotel chains.
Come on now.
That is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous that they're trying to do this. But... I love what Jello Biafra said once when he was brought to court on obscenity charges, harmful matter to children, bringing harmful matter to children, that these people that are prosecuting him had to listen to his album over and over and over again to do this court case. Torturous punk music that they had to listen to over and over again. And now the Justice Department and all these FBI agents are having to stare at porn constantly. These people that are trying to rid the world of it. The irony. Irony always gets me.
I can't believe that. I hate to say it, but I can't believe that we haven't been brought up on the same thing.
It's all about how big you are. And how important you are. And I think the biggest thing is that we're not making any money. So what are they going to do? Or how are they going to shut us down? It's impossible. They have to put us in jail to shut us down. That is the only way they can do it.
I'm just saying, it doesn't mean they won't try. It's the same thing with file sharing. They've been trying to do that for, what, years now?
Oh, exactly. They can try, but they know they can't do it to us. Or not the way that we think. Maybe they'll come up with some sneaky, underhanded way that will prevent us or make our lives difficult, let's say. Like they're doing for Sean, right?
Yeah.
So, that's the end of that one. They're spending millions of dollars of your taxpayer money to get rid of porn, the stuff you should be able to watch in the privacy of your home between consenting adults that film themselves for your pleasure. Who's hurting who here? Nobody.
I want to get paid to look at porn. This is like...
Sign me up!
Not fair.
but would you really want to be desensitized that much and you'd have to look at this all this fetish porn that you're really not into?
I can fake it.
One of the worst...
I need a job, man.
Yeah. True. You're not going to run away or anything.
No, I'm not going to run away. And it's like, you know, it's not like I don't look at porn anyway.
That's right.
Know?
Get paid to do it.
So I might as well get paid to do it.
Damn right.
I can always sabotage the whole thing, you know.
There you go. Work from the inside, Smokey.
That's right. See, I'm a thinker. I'm a visionary.
That's right. And
I got it all figured out.
You got it all figured out. Another form of censorship is coming down the line. It's all in the interest of protecting the children from harmful matter. How about you just watch your children? How about you just not rent those movies? How about take the television out of your house?
That's the whole problem, is no one takes responsibility for their children anymore at all.
Yep, they gotta get people to plunk them in front of the God box and act as a babysitter and want the government to police their children, because goddamn, they can't do it. They just popped one out because to keep up with the Joneses, or because they couldn't wear a condom or something. I don't know what their logic is behind popping out children and not actually taking active interest in their goddamn life.
And I mean, you know, I'll be honest, I blame my generation somewhat. Because a lot of us had kids, I didn't, but a lot of us had kids before we were ready, and they don't know how to handle it.
Exactly.
See, my parents weren't that way. They didn't babysit me with a TV.
No.
My parents spent time with me.
Yep.
Parents nowadays don't do that.
No, they don't. They don't even care. They're too busy with their own lives, and well, if you're too busy with your own life, maybe you shouldn't have introduced another life into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Get a dog. They can stay at home. And you won't be taken off to jail.
Because you can't really ruin a dog, but you can ruin a kid.
Yeah, they have to go out in society, and we have to deal with them, fuckers. We don't want to deal with your brats. Anyway, I digress. The Broadcast Flag Treaty. Well,
dun, dun, dun.
The treaty is called the WIPO Treaty for the Protection of Broadcast Organization. The draft treaty will be discussed June 7th to 9th. And what this treaty is about, it will give broadcasters, not the copyright holders, a number of exclusive rights in their broadcast, such as fixation, reproduction, and distribution, whether or not the broadcast is a public domain work, and also would prevent you from basically copying the movie or the television show or using it as you see fit, or if you're not home at the time. Well, that's too bad, because you're not going to watch it later. Because you're not allowed to. You have to watch it when they tell you to watch it. And watch the commercials they tell you to watch. I'm surprised by now they haven't had TV where you actually can't change the channels. You kind of subscribe to a show, and you're locked in. You're locked in for that show.
I just think it's funny that they say, prevent me from copying something.
Oh, I know.
I enjoy that.
That's really, really funny.
I sit back and laugh as, you know, I'm actually copying the program. So, ha ha.
Yeah, Smokey, you're making gobs and gobs of money off of copying these programs, eh?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm making a ton of money and just laughing.
Because, you know, it's end consumers that are really taking advantage of the situation of copying TV programs. Not insiders that can get the really good copies and you know, the screeners, the DVD screeners that go out to people that are reviewing movies and stuff. No, it's the end consumers that always have to suffer. Always. Constantly. Oh, we're still not winning the war on piracy. We better put more restrictions on consumers. They're the problem.
People flock to my door to purchase something I copied on a VHS tape that's like 8 years old.
Oh, for sure. They're lining up for old season 5 of ALF, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, read through that. Oh, my God. This next one, incredibly, incredibly frightening. Time to set up your own email server and PGP and encryption for your email. The passive monitoring of email leads to an arrest. Arrest on terrorism charges based on an email. Five men arrested last month in Britain's biggest anti-terror raid since September 11, 2001, appeared in court on Saturday, charged with terror offenses. The men, all British citizens, said by police sources to be Muslims of Pakistani origin, aged between 19 and 32, were remanded in custody after a brief appearance in the high-security Belmarsh Magistrates Court in London. blah, 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 were charged with conspiring to cause an explosion. They are alleged to have unlawfully participated in a conspiracy between October 1st and March 31st of 2003-2004, along with a 17-year-old who has already been charged and cannot be named for legal reasons, and a Canadian, dun-dun-dun, Mohim Khawaja, who has appeared in court in Ottawa on terrorism charges.
Terrorism charges?
Yeah. Garcia Kayam and 19-year-old Nabil Hussein, who were also charged under the Terrorism Act of 2000 with possession of an article for purposes of terrorism.
Please.
And they were all charged based on emails. This article doesn't say that. But if you do a little bit of digging around on articles related to this, look up these people's names. They were actually arrested based on some emails sent through the internet. So guess where? Britain, the big brother of the world. They are way, way worse. If you think the States is bad, take a look at Britain. My God. They're so awful.
They have cameras in the streets, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I was there. I have film everywhere you look. There's signs everywhere. This area is secured by video camera, and they might as well not put them up because every area is secured by video camera. Every street, it's absolutely amazing. I have so much video of video cameras when I went to Britain.
It has good intention, but it's just...
Oh, yeah.
It's always used for bad things.
Always. It always has backing of good intention. It's either for safety, to prevent terrorism, or it's for the children. Those are the big ones. This one's kind of just funny, this next article. A swastika-shaped RFID chip. Carlyle Group subsidiary named Matrix is brimming with NSA and CIA operatives and pushing a swastika-shaped tracker chip.
Are the Jews pissed about this too?
I don't care. It's just happened to be in the form of a swastika.
I know. I'm an asshole. I had to mention that.
it's funny. It's just kind of funny. And there's a link to the picture and stuff. I'm not going to say much about it. Come to your own conclusions on that one. So that's it. That's the end of the articles. We made it through in an hour and a half.
We made it through.
If anybody wants to phone in right now, we can take a couple calls on Skype. The way to get a hold is message me in the IRC. We're on the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel because the messaging in Skype is just not working out so cool. And I'll give you a call on the list.
Yeah, we're just happy Skype works at all.
Yeah, we're just happy it works.
Because it quits on me, you know, and my computer doesn't suck, so.
Yeah, and usually when we add a third person in, it's like, super delay!
Well, sometimes it's not too bad.
Yeah, it depends on the person, where they are, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So how's your work, your week been, Smokey?
It's been okay, you know, doing the side work that I do that I won't mention.
The porn videos?
No, not the porn videos.
Oh, the other side work. Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, the other side work. I try to keep quiet about things like you do, because some people might think, well, it's a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So I don't talk about it too much.
Well, I don't talk about my work either.
No.
I like to keep at least one thing secret in my life on the internet here. Well, we got Purden once a phone call, the guy we talked to last week. How about that?
He calls every week.
We'll give him a few seconds of our time.
Dude, now, if he tormented somebody this week, we're going to hang up on him.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear about him giving anybody shit that works for $5 an hour.
Yeah. I mean, that's not cool. I mean, they're trying to make their way in life. If they fuck with you, sure. Okay. But they're just trying to do their job. He wants to talk about fish oil and pop.
Fish oil and what?
Pop. Like soda. Okay. Soda or whatever, Coke or whatever you want to call it in your neck of the woods.
Okay, this might be interesting.
We call it pop.
Hello?
Hey, Purden, how's it going?
It's doing good. I'm about to do some filming tonight.
Excellent. Going into some dumpsters, getting some banana peels and stuff?
Actually, no, this is going to be a side project with Mokai, I think. But we're probably going to go do some dumpster diving, too.
Excellent.
We filmed it last night.
Excellent. So you got a video camera. Got a hold of a video camera.
Yes, we got a friend to actually go rent one out from the school. And then we took it.
Nice. Same as last time, I guess.
Hey, yeah. Do you guys have any, like, orthopedic stores there where you live?
Orthopedic? You mean, like, medicine stores and all that?
No. That's the pharmacy. Orthopedic, like, walker stores and crutches and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We found a walker last night.
Oh, sweet. Send it to my house, dude. I need a pair of walkers.
It's in pretty crappy condition, I think, and I think we'll be back.
Okay.
Oh. Is it all rusted or just kind of broken?
I'm not sure. Mokai was holding it up above his head last night. And I was like across the street because I was afraid of security guards.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
They bend. So, yeah.
Oh, they bend and break pretty easy, Smokey?
I've actually snapped them in half. So.
The awesome power of Smokehouse.
Yeah, the awesome power of Smokehouse. Fear me.
Tell us about fish oil and pop.
Yes. I was talking to a person at my local gas station, and she's asking me if I was vegan, right? I'm like, no, I'm a vegetarian. And then she's like, yeah, apparently they put fish oil in pop for some reason.
Really? What kind of... Did she specify which
Dr. Pepper.
No way. I don't know about that.
I could actually give you her... She doesn't go on IM, but I could probably ask her tomorrow about this stuff. Because she talks to Pepsi reps all the time and all that.
Oh, really? That's interesting. I don't drink a lot of pop, but...
That's something for the IRC. See if there's fish oil in pop, kids.
Yeah, do some research out there. If it is, I am so sure it's on a webpage somewhere. Especially on like a vegetarian, vegan website. Oh, Desert Runner says it's soft drink, not pop or soda. Oh. Yeah, it's different all over the place. So yeah. Deal with it. We call it pop in British Columbia, Canada.
Then again, I'm just going by ear, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing to look up. So is that it? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
We'll probably talk to you next week, right, Purden?
Yeah, next week. I'm the new Lieutenant Major Zombie. No. I've been listening to What the Hell a lot.
Pretty much.
I miss Zombie. Zombie.
Yeah, where the hell's Zombie? Maybe it's too late for him to stay up. Maybe he doesn't even know about the show. He'll be here one of these days, I'm sure.
If anybody knows Zombie, tell him about the show, because we need to talk to Zombie, because it's not the same without him.
We've got some important information to relay to him. Tell him
that. Oh, Sim?
Yes.
Sim, upload my picture to the listener file. Listener page.
Yep. Oh, I will eventually. I've got a whole, like, about 20 of them to put up. So I do them in batches. I'm very busy.
He's got a lot of stuff to do.
As you can imagine.
Believe
it's kind of low on the priority, but it does get done eventually. No worries.
All right. Talk to you next week.
You bet. Later. And he's gone. Oog. Yeah, Oog wants to call in, and that'll be the last one.
Okay.
So here's Oog, and we'll find out where he's from. Oh, fuck. I'm all broken. Ugh, I'm in pain here. My chest, my left upper chest area when I'm trying to sit up.
Well, I feel like crap because I've eaten like 2 pounds of M&M's in the last 2 days.
Oh, M&M's. I wish I could eat those again. I love them so much.
What's in them that you can't eat?
Milk products.
Oh.
Oh. That's not so bad. Oh, what the hell? That didn't work. Let's try it again. Oh, he's offline now.
Is there like a vegan substitute for them?
Not that I've found yet. I found a lot of chocolate bars, but there's not.
They suck.
No, they're really good actually. But not a lot of like special things. You know, that shapes and different shapes and covered with coatings and stuff like. They're all just chocolate bars that I've found. Cause
I've seriously eaten 2 14-ounce bags in the last 2 days.
Whoa.
So yeah,
that's a little bit. Oog is not really coming in. He's still in the IRC. Oh, it's ringing. There we go. Oog,
hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
All right, hold on a second here. What the hell am I doing? There we go.
So what's up, dude?
Where are you calling from, Oog?
That's better. Now I can hear you once and not like 50 times. That's cool.
That's awesome.
So where are you calling from, Moog?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. All of a sudden, my Winamp just locked it up and everything was like,
Oh, you probably have a sound card that doesn't deal well with multiple audio sources and stuff like that.
So where are you from, dude?
I am from Minnesota.
Ah.
Actually, Tim probably remembers me.
Not by your name. Maybe you give me something.
I've done two shows, actually.
Oh, really?
Long, long, long ago. As Johnny Wild.
Johnny Wild! One of our original Rant Radio DJs who dropped off the face of the earth for a very long time.
That was before.
And more recently did the Wind Down. It was about 2 years ago.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Kind of short-lived, but...
Yep.
You want a show, dude?
You got a show anytime you want a show, Johnny Wild.
Do you want me to do a show?
Yes, I do.
If you can keep up with
I'll
it...
Okay, I'll do a show.
Sweet.
I'll do a show.
Look at the schedule and get back to me.
Yeah, take a look at the schedule when you want to do it. Email Smokehouse. Smokehouse@rantradio.com. Anybody else who wants to do a show, email him. Send a demo. Johnny, you don't need to... Or Oog or whatever name you want to go by. You don't need to send a demo.
I've heard enough of your stuff to know. Dude, yeah, it's a done deal.
Yeah, you rock.
Just let me know what you want to do and we'll get it done.
So did you want to talk about something tonight or?
He's gone.
He's gone forever again. It'll be 2 years. Oh, he did drop off.
What an ingrate. I give him a show and he hangs up.
I know. Maybe he didn't like that. Maybe he wanted some money. He kind of just...
Well, he's talking to the wrong person for that, let me tell you.
Kind of just hung up and... Jeez.
Call him back.
That was sad. Okay, I'll give him a call. Oh, he's still there. Okay. Here we go. Ring. Oh, we'll have him back in a second here. He might be having some trouble with his sound card. Because I know it wreaks a little bit of havoc on some people.
Yeah, you gotta have a good sound card way to pull this off.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that we can pull this off.
I'm amazed. No, he dropped off again. I don't think it's going to happen again tonight, but we got the message through to him. He heard it.
All right.
So that's about it. We give these people an hour and a half of our time.
About an hour and 40 minutes.
Not quality time, mind you, but time.
No, but it's all about quantity on Monday morning, man.
It's all about the quantity. Yep, you betcha.
That's right.
We'll baffle them with bullshit.
Yep. So three new shows today, then it looks like.
That's pretty amazing.
And I actually hired somebody else, too, but I haven't heard back from him yet.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not going to say anything yet.
Yeah. Sometimes the coordination is a bit awkward at first.
Yeah.
Because they don't know if they're hired. You don't know if they're really going to do it. Yeah.
Oh, they'll do it. They just have to, agree to my terms. Because each and every person, there's, the rules aren't the same for everybody.
Different shows, different stations. Yeah, different time slots.
Different time slots. And sometimes you have to explain to people, how serious you are on this no commercial thing.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't get that.
They just don't understand because they don't have the mindset. Maybe they haven't listened enough to the station. It's like, no, we don't. People don't like commercials. Why do we want to give them commercials? They can watch a movie with commercials in front of it or watch TV anytime they want to get all the commercials they need. Try and keep it...
It would be nice if we could do commercials, too. It would make this a whole lot easier. But
yeah. But, they wouldn't pay us shit anyway. Not enough to pay for our bandwidth, that's for sure. Because I've seen stations come and go that have commercials, and all they do is annoy people or have crappy commercials and stuff.
About how much bandwidth is... Because usually we get a mirror that it averages about 50 slots. How much bandwidth is required to give, 50 slots at 128?
Damn, I worked it out. I worked it out at work the other day on a monthly basis.
Talking in cost, just bandwidth.
Yeah, bandwidth. It was 1.3 terabytes a month for... No, that's not right. I'm all fucked up. People can work it out. It's 128 kilobits per second.
Because somebody was asking me about that today.
Yeah. Normally, I don't tell them. Because it's actually very scary. The total bandwidth a month that one continuous listener would use.
Well, you don't have to give us 50 slots,
That's right. Like, as long as you have a good connection, five is nice.
Right now, we'll take what we can get.
Exactly. And the more diversity in the mirrors, even better, right? Because some people are not in North America. And we do have some mirrors in overseas, in Europe. And that's really good for the European listeners.
It was much easier when all we had was, like, the modem for the dial-up quality listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember one mirror we had, I remember the name of it, it was Bob X.
Yes.
1,024 slots.
Those were
the days.
Yeah, those were the days when we could actually put those numbers, but then we got a lot of listeners, and we really couldn't put it up that high anymore, because we actually used up the bandwidth that people gave us.
Yeah. And what's crappy about 24K is there's about a 3-minute delay.
Yeah.
Which also sucks a whole lot.
Yeah, for live shows. I mean, if you're not listening live, it really doesn't matter. But, for live shows, it's pretty crazy. Because you're in the IRC and you're talking about things people were talking about 10 minutes ago.
and people, I had people ask me, it's like, well, how much does it cost to actually pay for a 128K listener? It's about $3 per month each.
Yeah, and that's a pretty good deal at $3 per month.
If you go to a streaming company and buy it, it's about $3 per month each.
And we would max up at about 500 listeners if we open it wide up. And you calculate that out, and it's like $1,500 US a month. And, well, we have $0, and that's a little bit more than $0.
So please help us.
Yeah, so please help us out, because we really need it, and you guys like what we do. So spread the word is the biggest way to do it, because you spread the word to somebody, and somebody else tells somebody that has some bandwidth, and then...
Yeah, because it's not like we're trying to, take something from you. It's just that if you want to listen to us, we need this from you.
Yeah, because it's just going to get... As time goes on, it gets more and more reduced, and it'll be harder and harder to listen to us. You'll still be able to, but it's just harder. Like, right now, you're kind of lucky that you're able to listen to this, because it usually maxes out. And I think because it's a holiday... there's not many listeners. Usually we max out the talk stream throughout this whole show.
Which does wonders for our egos, nonetheless.
it does wonders for our egos. Somebody did the calculation in the RC. 128 kilobits per second stream is about 2 terabytes a month if you have 50 slots, which sounds actually about right.
Okay.
Because Rant Radio right now runs at about, 12. Like, we host, I think, about 300 slots possible. And it goes up to about 300 to 400. So that's 8 times. So about 16 terabytes a month.
So I'm an idiot. Okay, so, like, what kind of pipe would you need to, like, support the 50 listeners?
Pretty good. You'd have to work at a sizable ISP.
It's better than a T1, isn't it? More than that.
Yeah. Let me just calculate that out. Times 10, times 5, 5 megabits per second. It's not even... That's pretty sizable. I mean, it uses up a good chunk, but a lot of ISPs have a lot of upstream bandwidth sitting around, especially ISPs, because on ISPs, everyone downloads, right? It all goes to the people surfing the net, and not a lot of uploads go.
They've got it. They just won't give it to you.
Yeah. For sure. Well, people just don't use it.
You can get, like, right now, my service, you get, like, 128K upload, which is crap. they'll let you double it.
Yeah.
But they'll also double your total fee.
Yeah, that's not really great.
Which is bullshit.
You think you should get a little bit of a discount on that, huh?
I was reading something, I think it was CNET News. They said in Japan, they have, it's standard to get like 45 megabit residential internet.
It is insane in Japan over there. Well, it's so dense, it's so easy to wire.
Yeah.
Right? They wire a whole building, costs them almost nothing. And it's all high speed because it's so dense, and it's very cheap to wire everything.
Could you imagine what we could do with, like, 45 megabits?
We'd be unstoppable. Oh, for sure.
So, if you're a Japanese fan,
yeah,
please email us, in English.
Because the jump from BC to Japan is really not that bad. It's way less than over to Europe. So it'd be totally feasible. So if you're understanding the words coming out of my mouth,
yes,
and you have some bandwidth, please.
And even when they don't understand us, they email us anyway.
They do. And those are the best.
Those are the best ones.
We love the English emails. But I'm hot and sweaty here and going to die. And I'm going to do some...
Get off your heat rock.
I've got the fan on me. Oh, and I've got the window closed because I don't want to annoy the neighbors like last when Sean was doing his show. I know Sean's a lot louder than I am. But yeah.
I can't imagine him annoying the neighbors.
Not at all with his loud swearing out the window. No way.
Fuck.
I'm doing some more Porn on Beta recording tomorrow early in the morning with our guitarist, trying to get the album done.
That's cool.
Which is getting very close, thankfully. And when it's done, we'll play some music on this show and give you a little taste of what's to come when the album comes out.
It's a shame that I can't hear what you play when you play it.
You have to wait like a couple days. I don't know how I would be able to do that.
I didn't say that was a lie. I just said it's kind of a pain because I have to sit here and be quiet and wait for my cue, which sucks.
Yeah, because I've got line out, and I don't know if I have line in. I might be able to do it, actually, with another split off from the mixer. I'll try.
I wouldn't mess with it.
Yeah, I'll think about it. I'll see if I can get it done, but I won't promise anything.
Yeah, we're hanging on by a thread now. Let's not push it,
because I know I'll fuck everything up. And it's like, oh, we want to smoke it this week because my computer's not working.
Well, they got their money's worth this week, let me tell you.
Yeah, damn right. Well, it's kind of an extended show because I know I could stay up a little bit later than normal.
Yeah. Here's the big question. How many people are listening right now?
Right now, there are 48 people listening to our sorry asses babble on
awesome.
About trying to go to bed soon.
That's awesome.
That is. I love it. It's so nice that they...
Of course, they listen because they need help going to sleep.
It is a good way to kind of lull you to sleep, the monotonous tones of our voice. Very soothing, in fact.
I hate listening to my own voice, too. I hate it.
Do you? After a while, you just
sound awful.
You just kind of get used to it. You may not like it after a while, but you get used to hearing your own voice, and you're like, yeah, it's my voice. Oh, well.
I miss my old microphone, too. This one sucks. I hate it.
Oh, did your old one break?
Well, the good one I had, yeah, it broke. This is a $3 microphone. It sucks.
You know what? It's not bad for $3.
No, but I just miss the old one.
It's sure not good, but it's not bad for $3. They can't tell. They think you're in the room. And when you listen to the archives, it sounds like you're in the room. So, damn, that's good enough for me.
Which amazes me to no end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, it's time to go.
Yeah.
So, say goodnight. And,
goodnight. Somebody send us some Rant Radio flyers. That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rant Radio flyers.
So we can use them for that conference.
Oh, yeah. info@rantradio.com.
Maybe I'll go to that conference, but I doubt it because it costs $55 just to go.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
And that wouldn't count like a hotel room and all that other crap, too.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, if you're going to save up your money, save it to go to DEF CON because a lot of Rant people will be there. Me and Sean Kennedy.
But if I do go, I will take a camera.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And talk to people.
Talk to the goths.
Especially the girls.
Yep, because girls like smokehouse.
There's girls there.
Goth girls at that.
That's right.
And they're hot. Dressed in black. Got the...
All uninhibited and stuff. And
damn right.
Latex.
And they like the cool music.
Okie dokie.
Okay, so it's good night for me, and it's good night from Smokehouse. And
good night from us.
And we'll play the outro music. And until next Sunday, this has been Rant Speak. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.